Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Full-Time Football. This is episode 34. Today is October 6, 2014. Full-Time Football is back for all of you to get your audio soccer fix. After a short hiatus, which has seen my personal return to football and GPSL play, my team, Deutschtown United Red, rallied to a 2-1 victory yesterday over the 2nd Division International Lads. Both of our goals came in the first half from Roger Cabor. He's our big-time striker. He looks like Pogba, but plays like Balotelli, and he scored two really great goals for us yesterday. A great defensive effort by Patrick Gritz, Harris Karolich, Dmitry Bensyanov, Michael Quinn, and Dennis Hughes. They were really solid back there, and I think they did a great job yesterday. Evan Slater also did great. He was in goal. He made several crucial saves, a bunch of great reactions, and it was a great all-around team effort. It brings our record to 1-1-1 on the season. Deutschtown United Gold played HNK Croatia, and they were beaten despite their best efforts by a score of 6-1. A flurry of three first-half goals from HNK Croatia came in before in the first half, before D-Town was really able to get settled for the game. Big Mike McConaughey had several great reaction saves during that run, or it could have been a little worse for them. Right before the halftime break, though, a great friend of the podcast, Jim Taylor, scored one of the most spectacular goals in Deutschtown history. He curled in a beauty off a corner kick and caught the goaltender napping. It was a stunning goal, but the question remains, did he mean to do it? That just may be one of those things that we will never know. Moving on to some highlights from the Premier League this weekend, it was certainly an eventful weekend. Yesterday, Chelsea defeated Arsenal by a score of 2-0. A bit of a controversial match, this one. Alexis Sanchez collided with Thibaut Courtois and knocked him out. Courtois had eventually left the game, but was left on for a short period of time while Peter Cech got warmed up and they could confirm his condition. He was taken to the hospital as a precaution, and this really sort of led me to question whether the Premier League concussion protocol, which was new for this season, is actually being implemented, and how it was in this case. I know Ava Carneri is a fantastic doctor, a kick-ass doctor. I'm just really questioning whether the Premier League needs to have an independent third-party physician to rule in these cases, because it's so often, especially with goalkeepers, you want to keep them on even if they're injured, because it might be seen as a waste of a substitution if they aren't actually severely injured. But in the case of a head injury, especially at the position of goaltender, you face so much contact that you're really at the risk of a further injury. And we know in so many of these situations, it's not necessarily the first blow that does the most damage, but the second and third blow that really severe head injuries occur. Also in that match, Arsene Wenger pushed Jose Mourinho in a fit of anger, and he stayed on the touchline, avoided dismissal there. Cahill could have also been sent off for a reckless challenge. So could Laurent Koscielny, who denied a clear goal-scoring opportunity to Eden Hazard as he weaved his way through the Arsenal defense. He converted that penalty with ease, just staring down the goalkeeper before rolling it past him, sending in the wrong direction. In the second half, it sort of leveled out a little bit, but Diego Costa scored his 9th goal of the Premier League campaign, and he's off to an absolutely fantastic start. Best striker for form in the world right now. That goal came off a spectacular ball by Cesc Fabregas, who just had to have broken Arsene Wenger's heart with that one. But Danny Welbeck could have also been sent off in this one for some reckless challenges. Callum Chambers got a yellow card, and really he could have also been sent off a couple times. He just kept delivering fouls on when he didn't necessarily need to. In other action from the Premier League yesterday, Manchester United managed a 2-1 victory over Everton. Angel Di Maria struck 27 minutes into the first half. Juan Mata slotted him across a pass across the box that went right to his feet. He curled it home past Timmy Howard. 10 minutes after the halftime break, though, Leighton Baines swung in a cross for Everton that was met by the head of Stephen Naismith with a diving header, a really great equalizing goal. Looked like Everton were going to get something out of this match until a mistake from Tim Howard. He ran out of his area and tried to clear the ball up the field, but it just went right to the feet of Raphael. Raphael began a run of play that ended with Di Maria chassing a spectacular through ball across the middle to Radamel Falcao. He finished with a single touch, sort of deflected it in, and gave United the lead there. That would end up being the winning goal because of David De Gea making several really spectacular saves down the stretch. He denied Everton an equalizer, and I mean, absolutely one of the best saves of the year, diving to his right to stop a volleyed effort. And That was in the 93rd minute and the dying moments of the game. And he secured the 3 points for United. You can consider that 2 points won there by David De Gea. Also in the Premier League yesterday, Tottenham Hotspur defeated Southampton in a highly anticipated clash thanks to a goal from Christian Eriksen. And West Ham capitalized on a hapless Queen's Park Rangers by a score of 2-0. Nedim Onwuah conceded an early goal only 5 minutes into the match, and Diafra Sakho put the game out of reach in the 59th minute. Going back to Saturday, Hull City defeated Crystal Palace 2-0 thanks to goals from Nikisa Yelovich and Mohamed Diame. Leicester City and Burnley played to a 2-2 draw. Jordan Henderson and Adam Lallana struck on opposite sides of halftime to give Liverpool a 2-1 win over West Brom. A goal from Connor Wickham to start and two goals from Stephen Fletcher allowed Sunderland to stun Stoke City 3-1. Also in action from Saturday, Swansea City and Newcastle played to an entertaining 2-2 draw. Papiss Dembasise scored a brace in his single-handed attempt to keep Newcastle from imploding and to keep Alan Pardew in a job. And in Saturday's final Premier League clash, Manchester City took 82 minutes, but they finally did break down Aston Villa. Yaya Toure scored a screamer, and Sergio Aguero added a second 6 minutes later as the Citizens broke through there. In other matches from yesterday, Sunday, Juventus bested Roma thanks to a spectacular volley from Leonardo Bonucci. This tie definitely lived up to expectation. That was a 3-2 victory for Juventus there. Carlos Tevez opened the score from the penalty spot after Maicon knocked down a free kick with his arm in the penalty area. Francesco Totti leveled 5 minutes later, also from the penalty spot, after a foul from Steven Lichtsteiner. Just before halftime, though, Gervinho ran through the defense and slotted a perfect ball to Juan Manuel Iturbe that gave Roma a 2-1 lead for a matter of moments, because just before the halftime break, the referee gave another controversial penalty, this one for a foul on Paul Pogba. Tevez leveled the score from the penalty spot for Juventus, and the second half kicked off, and it was just as contentious. It went back and forth. There were some hard fouls on both sides. Juventus finally got the lead, the winner, with a spectacular volley from Leonardo Bonucci. He side-volleyed a ball that was cleared out on a header off a set piece, and the goal was also controversial because there were several Juventus players in offside position. I think three of them in total. Arturo Vidal possibly impeded the sight of Lucas Gorupski. And in the closing moments, Costas Manolas and Alvaro Morata were both sent off for some extracurricular activities. Morata took out Manolas, and Manolas did not stand down. He got up and pushed Morata. They were both sent to the stands, and this was a really spectacular match, not without controversy, lived up to expectation, and really was a great advertisement for the quality of football that's going on in Serie A. In other Serie A news from the weekend, Empoli defeated Palermo 3-0 thanks to goals from Macaron, Tonelli, and Pucciarelli. Lazio beat Sassuolo 3-2. Berardi's brace was not enough to earn Sassuolo a victory there. Genoa defeated Parma 2-1. Manolo Gabbiadini gave Sampdoria a 1-0 win over Atalanta. Udinese and Cesena finished in a 1-1 draw. Fiorentina defeated Inter Milan 3-0 thanks to a really great goal from Kuma Babacar in the 7th minute of that game. Definitely go check that one out on YouTube or a GIF near you if you have time. Goals from Calejon and Insigne gave Napoli a 2-1 win over Torino. Moving on to MLS action from yesterday, the Seattle Sounders beat the Colorado Rapids 4-1 thanks to a goal from Clint Dempsey, 2 from Obafemi Martins, and a 4th from Marco Papa. Chicago and Montreal finished in a scoreless draw. Chivas USA were lifted to a 1-0 victory over Real Salt Lake thanks to a Felix Borja goal that came just after the halftime break. And that's really all the matches that we've had from the weekend. We've got a big week of international matches coming up, some really great Euro 2016 qualifiers on the schedule. And in the Football League, the lower league sides are going to clash in the Johnstone Paint Trophy. I think it's a great competition. I've won it on Football Manager on several occasions with Scunthorpe United. I will certainly be rooting for them as they take on Notts County tomorrow afternoon. That brings us to our upcoming matches. The international matches kick off on Thursday with Euro qualifiers. Belarus takes on Ukraine. Macedonia faces Luxembourg. Slovakia meets Spain. England faces lowly San Marino. Moldova will take on Austria. The mighty Zlatan leads Sweden against Mother Russia. And Mexico takes on Honduras in a friendly that you're definitely going to want to see. That takes us to Friday, when Latvia will face Iceland. The Netherlands will take on Kazakhstan. Turkey will meet the Czech Republic, Belgium clashes with Andorra, Cyprus will see Israel, Wales will face Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bulgaria faces Croatia, Italy takes on Azerbaijan, and Malta will meet Norway. That brings us to Saturday afternoon, when the Republic of Ireland will meet Gibraltar, Scotland will face Georgia, Romania will see Hungary, Armenia will face Serbia, Poland take on Germany, Finland faces Greece, the mighty Northern Ireland takes on the Faroe Islands, and Albania faces Denmark. Also on Saturday afternoon, in a match you're not going to want to miss, Argentina takes on Brazil. We got a little Messi against Neymar action. And France take on Portugal. So we've got some really exciting international friendlies to go along with some MLS action, which is going to see the Montreal Impact face the New England Revolution, the New York Red Bulls take on Toronto FC, the Philadelphia Union take on the Columbus Crew, Real Salt Lake will face the San Jose Earthquakes, and finally Chivas USA will take on the Colorado Rapids. A bunch of friendly matches going on, but definitely go out and see Friday evening Landon Donovan's final match, his send-off game with the U.S. men's national team as they take on Croatia. All the American Outlaws will be down at the Clotta. Unfortunately, I will not be in attendance, so go and make up for my absence with your enthusiasm. But that's all the games that we have. We'll be back next week to give you all the scores and recap the weekend action. It's going to be a great week of international break. I really just hope that Diego Costa isn't forced to play two matches. I'm a little biased in that respect, but I want the man to keep scoring goals. He's the most exciting player in the world right now. Everybody go out and get to know him. Also, wanted to give a shout-out to David Vrezja of Deutschtown. Great assist yesterday. You had a great match, and I'm sorry that I left you out at the beginning. If you want to catch up with me and see the stuff that I've been writing, head over to BennettRank.com, where I'm writing about college soccer mostly. A couple articles went up today, one about Florida State's women's team, which is spectacular right now, and another about the University of Washington men's team. Both of those teams are number one on BennettRank.com, so you're definitely going to want to get familiar with some of the players that they have. I'm also writing for thesportster.com, where I write a lot of BuzzFeed-style sports articles, so you can check out my writer profile over there, or check out my football writing prowess on football.com, and as always, you can find me at fulltimefb.com, or on Facebook, or finally, on Twitter, at IamSchaefer. That's all we've got for today. Once again, thanks for tuning in. As always, ball don't lie.